This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Eugene and Springfield have been sharing an urban growth boundary since 1982. In 2007, the state legislature passed a law requiring the two cities to establish separate UGBs. I spoke with the City of Eugene's principal planner, Terry Harding.
We began studying our inventory of land in 2008, following the passage of House Bill 3337. And that work was finished in 2010 when we launched Envision Eugene.
And so what are we looking at in terms of expanding these boundaries?
We have been working on an urban growth boundary recommendation for the past 2 years, and we presented our preliminary recommendation to the City Council in December. And it included an expansion for jobs, parks, and schools in the north part of the city, and two areas for single-family housing in South Eugene for expansion down there.
And so when we talk about the north part of the city, where exactly are we looking at?
In North Eugene, we've got two recommended expansion areas, the Clear Lake area, where we're planning for jobs, both commercial and industrial, and parks and schools. And then in Santa Clara, we're proposing expanding the UGB for Santa Clara Community Park.
I understand the Eugene City Council recently made a decision.
They did. We brought to them this recommendation for jobs, parks, and schools, and they had a great discussion about it. We filled them in on things we had been hearing from the community about this recommendation, and then they eventually took action to have us prepare the formal planning documents to expand the urban growth boundary.
What's the timeline on that?
Well, we will start right away preparing the package, and that's things like metro plan amendments and zone changes and an overlay zone, things like that, and bring it back to them when it's ready. We expect to have adoption done by the end of the year, but we have a lot of work with our partners because adoption will require hearings before the Lane County and Eugene Planning Commissions, and then the Eugene City Council and the Board of County Commissioners.
So this is definitely a long process.
It is. It is. Once it's adopted locally, there is a process by which the package gets acknowledged by the state, and there's an appeal process as well for people who would object to various parts of the urban growth boundary decision.
This is KLCC News. We're speaking with Terry Harding, principal planner with the City of Eugene. Sounds like the Clear Lake area is the most would be happening there. Mm-hmm. What kind of industry are we talking about?
We're working with a regional economic development plan. So Eugene, Springfield, and Lane County share an economic job market, and we're working with those partners on targeting different types of manufacturing and looking to expand for the kind of land that is needed for those businesses. So in Eugene, we're looking at things like advanced manufacturing, wood products, and food and beverage manufacturing as three of our most likely businesses that would locate in this expansion area.
What is advanced manufacturing?
Anything that uses high-tech process like manufacturing instruments or even bicycle wheels at Burley are advanced manufacturing. Anything that uses very specialized equipment to produce things.
It really is looking to the future and to trying to make sure that there's kind of enough space for everyone, it sounds like.
Definitely. I mean, I think when you look at how Eugene has grown over the past 30 years, we have a traditional economic base, which was in the wood products industry, and that has changed significantly towards a new, more highly specialized manufacturing base, office, software, educational technology, and things that take very different parcels of land to grow into the future. So in one sense, this is refining our economic policy into the future because companies like Springfield Creamery and Glory Bee are already making food out in this area of the city, and we think there's room and demand for additional growth in that sector.
people can get involved. It sounds like there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to kind of give their feedback on this.
Right. So one thing that got a lot of attention at the council and in the community is we want to make sure that we plan for jobs that have the most positive impacts on the community as possible. So we'll be writing an overlay zone that describes what type of industry is allowed, where, and under what land use process. And that'll be taking place over the next couple months before we bring it back to the council.
Terry Harding is principal planner with the City of Eugene. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.